This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump has laid out guidelines Thursday for reopening the coronavirus-ravaged U.S. economy. Speaking at a White House briefing, the president said that states should take a phased approach to let Americans return to work as conditions allow.
We're establishing clear scientific metric and benchmarks on testing, new case growth and hospital capacity that must be met before advancing to each phase, and that's each phase specifically in the reopening of our country.
Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator, says that one aim is to prevent healthcare systems from being overwhelmed.
For the hospitals, it's to ensure that we can treat all patients without resorting to any crisis care, and ensuring that there's a robust testing program in place for at-risk healthcare workers, including frontline responders, with their emerging antibody tests.
The president has made reopening the economy a top priority of his administration. The president's announcement came on a day when the Labor Department announced that more than 5 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week. We get more from AP's Rita Foley.
Some industries were hit hard early on. Hotels, restaurants, retail stores. Now the coronavirus outbreak is killing a broader array of jobs. Software programmers, salespeople, and legal assistants are being laid off. 68-year-old Fern Weinbaum was furloughed last month from her job as a legal secretary in Manhattan. Weinbaum still hasn't received her unemployment benefits, which she says she's counting on to help pay her monthly rent of $1,100. I'm Rita Foley.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has expanded an ongoing state of emergency to all of Japan as the new coronavirus continues to spread. The Japanese Prime Minister said we will expand the area for implementing emergency measures that were declared on April 7th from the seven prefectures to all prefectures. The implementation period remains unchanged through May 6th. Abe's previous state of declaration on April 7th only covered Tokyo and six other prefectures deemed at high risk of infection. The Japanese Prime Minister said that he is asking local governments to urge residents not to take non-essential, non-urgent trips back to their hometowns or any trips that involve travel between areas and prefectures to avoid the spread during Japan's Golden Week holiday. Abe's coronavirus response has been criticized for being too slow and too lax. A countdown to a fourth election in Israel in more than a year of political deadlock began Thursday after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his main rival Benny Gantz missed a deadline to form a government. Reuters' Adam Reed has details.
Despite the deadline now passing for Gantz to put together an administration, he and Netanyahu both promised to push on with negotiations. It was only at the beginning of March that Israelis last cast votes and now face another election if Parliament cannot decide on a new nominee within the next month. To complicate matters more, Netanyahu's corruption trial is still due to be heard later in May. However, according to one opinion poll, his popularity has been given a boost in recent weeks thanks to his handling of public safety and decisive action over lockdown measures. It suggested that if another election were to be held now, Netanyahu's Likud party could form a government with traditional right-wing and religious allies without the need for Gantz's support.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. Facebook has announced plans to let its users know if they shared or interacted with dangerous coronavirus misinformation on the site. As AP's Mike Gracia reports, it's the latest in a string of aggressive efforts the social media giant is taking to contain an outbreak of viral falsehoods.
Facebook will be taking the unusual step of notifying users if they have interacted with false claims about the virus. Notices will be sent in coming weeks to users who have liked, reacted to, or commented on false posts about COVID-19. Facebook, Google, and Twitter are all implementing stricter rules and checking for bad information on their platforms. I'm Mike Gracia.
For more, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.